Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You could also watch us on NBC Sports Washington. Follow along on your TV. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, April 30th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Happy Open Line Thursday to everybody.
Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
That is the foursome, as John mentioned. It is Open Line Thursday. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. Kind of a big show for us. We're going to have Ron Rivera on the show. Coming up at 8:40, the head coach of the Redskins will join us right here on the Junkies.
Very good. Good to talk to him for the first time.
Very good. That's a good get by the boys.
It's a very good get.
By the way, I was thinking about it. So it's April 30th, all right, so 30 days in April. And then I was counting about 19 days in March. So we've been going through this because I believe the conference tournament started getting canceled around March 12th. So let's just call it March 12th when this all started, even though it was a little bit before that. But so about 49 days we've been going through this.
Well, they're nationally on the news. They're talking about it. Like yesterday they were saying the 45th day of the lockdown.
Yeah, so you know, roughly 45 to 50 days.
Just depends on the state. Some states were more aggressive than others.
I'm just talking about from a national sports standpoint.
Yeah.
Almost
50
days.
No, I think
days.
It's been longer than I expected. I know that.
Well,
thought it
course.
Might be a month. I don't know when the end is going to be here for us in Maryland. Virginia really hasn't changed their lifting the lockdown thing, right? I know yesterday Northam was talking about they're going to start having elective surgeries on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I think slowly but surely it's starting to open up. Slowly.
I watched Hogan yesterday, and I was waiting for him to talk about something that might affect us, and it affects a lot of people. It didn't affect us necessarily. He was talking a lot about nursing homes and what they're going to start doing in nursing
homes. Yeah, nursing homes are a big thing. I mean, here in Maryland, 50% of the deaths, I think it's actually 48%, but basically 50% of the deaths are in nursing homes. I mean, it's just brutal. I mean, they're sitting ducks. So if we could do a better job of protecting them, we're going to do a much, much better job of this whole thing. And we don't have to be, as tough with some of these stringents, with some of these, guidelines.
But I don't think he spoke about golf courses, EB. Or maybe I missed it.
I think it's coming, though.
Yeah, it's definitely coming. I mean, it's only a matter of time. Other states are starting to open up more and more and more because more and more data is coming in. Now the WHO overnight, I guess, has now said that Sweden is now the model for how that we should be doing this. And what Sweden is doing, and I mean, you guys can Google it on your own, but I guess they've limited gatherings to 50 people, not like 5 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
They've really tried to lock down on the nursing homes, and they're social distancing principles. But the economy's open, and people are going to restaurants, and they're eating outside, and they're participating in life.
Did they ever shut down anything? I don't believe they did.
Maybe a few things, but by and large, no.
Yeah.
And they had been attacked for it for months, and now people are starting to see the benefits of it.
might help them too that they don't have a bunch of international travelers coming in and out.
It definitely helps. Like and I think States that does. Here in the United States, we've got to keep our borders closed for a while until we get this thing figured out.
Well, the other thing is it's a tiny country. So the entire population of Sweden is smaller than New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but it's 10 million people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an insignificant sample.
I was talking to a buddy yesterday who has a friend who's on Hogan's task force, and he told my friend that he expects Hogan to lift, fishing, golf courses, all those restrictions about May 8th to May 15th, somewhere in that range.
I mean, really, he should. They've shown that being outside is like the best place for you to be.
Yeah, so I think it's coming. I think it's coming in the next couple of weeks for golfers in Maryland.
It can't come soon enough for a lot of people. I know that. My son is literally going stir crazy. We sit there at the dinner table, and you can't even talk about it because his head is just about to explode. It's just hard. You know, some people just can't be locked up like this.
Yeah, it's hard to keep younger kids, just in the house 24/7. Eventually, they're going to want to get out.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. Yeah,
Teresa and I went for a little drive yesterday. We had she's a member at a couple of wineries out here, and we went and picked up her bottles of wine.
I didn't even know you could be a member at a winery.
Oh, yeah. And then they release a certain amount of bottles per month. It's usually two a month.
Teresa's a member?
Teresa's a member. Well, I pay for it, but yeah, she's the member.
And just so, like Jason's a member at Evergreen.
Evergreen, right.
So
a lot of memberships going over there, poor boy.
A lot of memberships.
We took the dog over there to the – we went to Sunset Hills and to Stone Tower Wineries, and we picked up some bottles that we had ordered and took the dog out there and let her run around. Just had to get out of the house.
You got to get out of the house.
Get the F out.
I just went out to the fire pit. I was out there for 8.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I smell like a chimney.
Right now?
Yeah. Meanwhile, our friend Crystal Doyle brought up a very good point. It was like 70 degrees yesterday. It couldn't have been warmer.
First couple hours, yeah, it was beautiful outside. It was a spectacular day. Remember, my backyard is fairly shaded because they haven't pruned my trees yet. So it's a little cooler back there. But that will upset me. If I have to go like June and July with no fire, I don't know if I'm going to survive, Cakes.
No fire today, buddy.
I think you'll make it somehow.
Stormy all day. It's storming
it
over here right now.
I'm hearing that like an inch per hour. That's what I read. Inch per hour in some areas today of rain. Today's going to suck.
There's a big, big system that's coming through right now.
Rain is the worst. Rain's worse than snow. At least snow, you could argue, is somewhat maybe pretty or somewhat attractive. You know, it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, but it paralyzes the region. I'd much rather have rain than snow.
Yeah, but a day like today is going to paralyze the region because we're going to have flash flooding in certain areas.
Yeah, I can deal with flash flooding. You know what I don't have to do with rain? Shovel it.
True.
I don't have to shovel rain.
But rain just is
rain
the
just
worst.
Goes right into the gutter.
This system is
goes into the sewer.
I'm just looking at the weather map here.
Yeah.
It's going all the way from Canada all the way down to south of Florida.
Yeah. I hate it.
I mean, it's just one big line.
Can we just delete today and start tomorrow?
Nah. Got to get through it.
Today just sucks. Sorry. I know you're supposed to be cheering on a morning show.
Yeah.
I know you're supposed to be like and get everybody all excited and happy. It's hard to be happy when it's going to rain an inch per hour.
Got your boy Rivera on today. That'll be fun.
Ron
Rivera.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess. I think we had him on today, maybe, or when, right around there.
Did.
Yeah. When he had his presser.
Right.
You know. So this will be the Rivera's one shot. And then we'll.
Then we'll never talk to him again.
We won't talk to him again.
No.
That's
not
usually
unless he
what
really,
happens with us.
Not unless he really likes us, which is impossible.
Yeah. That's usually the pattern with us and like Redskin officials or players. They come to town. We do one fine interview with them. And then we never hear from them again.
Right.
I yearn for the days of Brian LaFemina and company.
You mean the 6 days that he was in town?
It was very brief.
Yeah, very wasn't brief. Very long.
Very
so you got to go to one game, Cakes. Yeah, I got to go to the Falcons game, I believe.
Yeah, we were ballers for one game.
That's right.
So Eric was at the fire pit all day.
Fire pit all
Cakes,
day.
What did you do yesterday?
I just hung out at home, celebrated the anniversary with my wife yesterday.
I know what he did, Lurch, on his anniversary.
Hold on. What are you doing with your fingers in your hand?
I know what he did. See this one finger in this circle I'm making over here?
I don't know. That may or may not have happened. We don't know.
That definitely happened.
You think it definitely happened?
Definitely. I bet heavily on that.
It might have. It might not have. Who knows?
Yeah, I pretty much know. Possible.
So what'd you have for dinner, Cakesy?
I know what he had for dinner.
My kids made us dinner. It was very nice. We had shrimp scampi. It was delicious. Didn't have to order it. Didn't have to make it.
I know that Amy had some shrimp scampi. I know that for sure.
Yeah, so it was a fun day.
Yeah.
Just didn't really go many places. Took a walk, hung around the homestead. It was good.
Yeah. No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Had some champagne.
It could have been
about
good.
This that's good.
It could have been good, Lurch.
All right.
I got a new chair. I can't adjust. I got to figure out if I like the height, you know. If I like it up here.
What'd you do yesterday?
Whoa.
Oh, the highlight would probably be took Isabella to a park, and we went kind of in the, we like to call it the forest, around the creek.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, highlight of the day.
When it talks about highlighting, I mean, I'm with you, man. The days all kind of blend. So we just go for walks. This one was at a different park. There were a lot of people walking around that park. It was actually a park in Clarksburg.
Well, it was beautiful yesterday.
Yesterday was perfect.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What a great
day. So the win was that she never fell into the creek because it was close.
It's a life dub right there.
And I did not bring any spare clothes. And it's probably inevitable if we return that she'll fall in there.
How will she fall in? Just like walk to the edge? Or
we're walking right on the edge. We're not on a path. We're in the woods.
You're like, oh, well, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
you want to go in there and get her?
Of course. What do you think? I'm going to leave her there?
No. I'm saying, do you even want to deal with that? So I wouldn't have her that close to the edge.
Yeah, I mean, you got to entertain, man. She's three. The Water's sad part
edge.
About it really is that you walk by these parks and you can't use the playground. Like this one had a beautiful playground. And that's easy parenting because you take them to the playground and they just run up and down the slides and things like that and just can't do it.
Yeah. Right.
You got to explain every time. She throws out why 100 times. Why?
Yep.
Why can't I go on the slide?
Why?
There's a virus.
I'm sure she understands what a pandemic is.
Right. Why?
Tell her because daddy said so.
She's a young
bit.
No, I'm going to remember this.
Yeah.
I got the painter coming over today, courtesy of Van Meter Homes. Got to thank those good people over there.
Very good.
How's he going to socially distance paint?
He probably won't.
You're going to leave him in the room?
Well, he's going to do my daughter's bedroom, and then he's going to go downstairs and paint the ceiling of another room that my wife botched.
Right.
So he's just going to touch up and fix some things. So,
can you take some pictures of how she botched it? I'd love to see it.
You probably couldn't really tell, but
is it just because it's white and it's coming through, and you just need like 100 coats?
Yeah, it just doesn't look very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a housewife did it.
Like this room. This room, if I have to repaint this one, it's going to take 100 coats.
Right.
Red is notorious. Now, this is not really red. It's a sort of burgundy.
Burgundy. Big surprise you have a burgundy-colored room, EB. H-D-T-R.
Not for the Redskins, I promise.
Where's the hashtag HDTR? Is it on a different wall that we can't see?
Yeah, it's behind the camera, Cakes. It's behind the camera.
Yeah. So he's going to come over and take care of that business. And then I was supposed to have the power washers today, but we canceled that because of the rain, so they'll come tomorrow. All courtesy of Van Meter Homes.
Van Meter, they're awesome.
Yeah, they said they come out to Maryland. They hook you whatever you need. If you need some power washing, you need some painting, whatever you need.
I do need a little power washing. Can Valdez? Do you have the timpani near you? Is there? Do you have like a like a 5-second timpani or anything like that?
Let me see what I can find. I have
a small announcement.
You've got an announcement. Oh, really?
A legitimate announcement, not a bit announcement.
Right. It's kind of a bit, but I mean it's an announcement.
this is about the fire pit show.
The fire pit show is happening. I just don't know the date yet because we have to do it weather permitting. Like we couldn't do it like today.
Right. Okay.
Good producing right there, Valdez.
Excellent job. So, how long is this one, Valdez?
Like 40 seconds more.
Oh, you got
I can't do that. I can't drag
you
that
fill.
Out for 40 seconds.
Let's hear this fill.
Are you ready, Cakes?
I'm ready.
I called Colonial yesterday.
Finally.
And you canceled? Did you cancel it?
No resolution.
Oh, no, no, no. They were. They couldn't have been more accommodating.
Really?
They
a were parking unbelievably, company?
Yeah. They didn't respond to my emails, but when I called them, they were so accommodating because they probably have fielded 9 million calls already.
Yeah.
They immediately suspended, basically terminated my account. And, but I guess it's still kind of kept there because as soon as I'm ready to go back to work, I just call them a day in advance and they reactivate it. And I said, am I guaranteed to keep my spot? And they said, yes.
These companies have to do it. I heard a story yesterday that the Attorney General of Maryland, I think it was Maryland, maybe it was Virginia, was fielding a ton of calls every day of different places, including parking, that are continuing to charge during the pandemic, even though they're not offering services. So gyms, for example, which are shut down, sometimes they're still charging their members. Places like parking lots that you pay for a space are still charging their clients. And so all these people, including yourself, are trying to figure out how do you stop these services because a lot of these places aren't answering the calls.
Right.
So you're lucky
they didn't respond to my email.
The call.
They didn't respond to my email. It did require a call, but they couldn't have been more accommodating. And look, I mean, the D.C. mayor yesterday, rightly or wrongly, says that I guess the new target now is 3 months from now before D.C. is going to really kind of be open for business. 3 months. That'll save me about $750
3 months. So they're going to be on lockdown for 3 more months.
That's what was said yesterday.
I think places that are really dense
populations.
Yeah. I think places that have really dense populations are going to have a lot tougher time opening up than, you know, spacious
suburbs,
states and suburbs.
Well, yeah, that's obvious. That's obvious for sure. Yeah.
Even in Florida, I believe they've reopened except for 2 counties.
Yeah.
You know, the really populous counties are not going to be open.
Yeah. So that means we aren't going back to 1015 Half Street for 3 months minimum.
Just August, probably. August 1,
what
somewhere
it
in that range.
Like, but, yeah, I'm not going back until I feel comfortable, whenever that is.
Well, that's never. You're never
next
comfortable.
Next week, I feel comfortable.
Yeah, you're always going to be more comfortable,
you'll be comfortable
in your burgundy-colored
in your
room than you are in D.C.
Right.
With your fungo bat.
Well, all when things get back to normal, we have to kick ass in the ratings from these shows so no one can ever hold it against us. It's a critical component.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number, as always, if you want to chime in, it is Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show, 800-636-1067. As I mentioned, Ron Rivera, Redskins head coach, joins us at 840 here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an Open Line Thursday. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067 is the number. We will have head coach Ron Rivera from the Redskins on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Made a little news yesterday as he kind of chided the organization for not trading Trent Williams last season. He said that he knows that they had an opportunity before the trade deadline last year to trade away Trent Williams for a first-round pick.
But
of course, we know that they did not pull the trigger there, and he ultimately did not play for them last year. So he made the best of the situation in this year's draft, trading away Trent Williams for a third-round pick next year and a fifth-round pick this year.
Did he actually call the team idiots?
No, I think those are just some headlines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's just highlighting the fact that Bruce Allen was a stooge and could have gotten a much better asset.
He called him an idiot many times behind closed doors.
Probably way worse than that.
Yeah.
Probably with a descriptive word that starts with an F and ends with a G.
Right.
As well, I would guess. That's what I would have called him. Yeah, and it's not news that they could have gotten a first-round pick, I think, if you look at the preseason. But I didn't know that they could have gotten a first-round pick during the season.
Yeah. I mean, they just completely botched it, and who knows why.
Wasn't that the Cleveland deal that was reported?
I think New England had potentially offered a first-rounder for Trent at some point that had fallen through.
Right.
Do you think it was simply because Bruce didn't want to give Trent what he really wanted?
He didn't want to give in. He wanted to win.
And that was to get out.
He at the end of the day wanted to win. And he wanted to punish Trent. So if you're not going to play here, you're not going to make your salary, and you're, you know, you're going to feel every bit of it.
Right.
He's a vindictive guy.
It's not about making the team better. It's about winning a petty battle.
They both won because Trent got out and went to a better team. But he also, you know, Bruce is gone, and he screwed the team, and they didn't get a first rounder. They got a fifth and a third.
Yeah. Well, Trent also lost in the fact that he lost a year's worth of salary.
Yeah, I would say I'm not sure how much Trent
won. In my book.
Well, I mean, he won in that he got out.
He did get out, but it cost him $14 million or whatever it did.
Yeah, but he was willing to risk that. Yeah. And he did, so.
Well, he didn't just risk it. He lit it on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But we knew that was a possibility.
Yeah.
I also thought there was
didn't think he would do it, though.
I also thought there was encouraging news just by an article. I mean, it's
I didn't think Lev Bell would do it either.
But an article that I read on CBS Sportsline or CBSSports.com, where they actually surveyed 120 college coaches and assistants, and they were trying to figure out who were the steals of the NFL draft. And the Redskins were the team that was singled out as having the most potential. And the Redskins, of course, selected Liberty wide receiver Antonio Gandy-Golden with 142nd pick. That was one of their fourth-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
And like an unnamed college coach said, we still haven't covered him. He has size, he's physical, gets off the line well. He ran a good variety of routes, played really strong. I guess him falling thus far is when you get such a deep wide receiver group. So he was singled out as one of the steals. And the other one is the other offensive weapon they drafted in
Antonio Gibson
from Memphis, another unnamed coach. Again, they surveyed 120, and these were the two biggest steals, according to these 120 college coaches. Just said that he could do it all as a running back, receiver, and returner. He's explosive, legit fast, strong lower body. He was hard to bring down. He's one of the top returners we've ever seen.
Yeah, that's why I gave him an A. I think everybody should have given him an A. I think they killed this draft. Now, you're not going to know for a couple of years, but on paper, I just absolutely loved it.
And they
don't
have
enough of those weapons.
Yeah, they knew they needed to get more explosive on offense. How do you make a young quarterback better? You give him weapons to throw the ball to, and to ease some of the burden from him on the offensive side of the ball. I love the plan, and hopefully both of those guys contribute early and often.
I mean, on paper, if you have a 6'4 receiver opposite McLaurin, and then you have this kid in the slot, whatever, that looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And Rivera, who again is going to join us at 8:40, pointed out that when they looked at the film, Gibson, the Memphis running back slash wide receiver, also played some wildcat quarterback.
Hmm. Right. Put him in those packages. Yeah.
Yeah. So
maybe
that'll
he's
going to
be his version of Christian McCaffrey, C-Mac.
Let's hope. Poor man's McCaffrey.
Now you can spend some of your money when you're not buying wood to throw into the fire pit on some new Skins jerseys.
Yeah, not big on that.
These guys are going to be here. Chase Young's going to be here for a long time.
You know what the best, it's sad, but the best Redskins jersey to have? I mean, it's a tragedy, but it's a Sean Taylor because it's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I'm
saying?
It's a classic.
To me, that's the best one. But I mean, all these other guys come and go, Cakes.
If you're going to plunk down, I don't know what a replica runs you now, $60-$90 or a real thing, you can buy the Chase Young with confidence. You can buy that and say,
yeah, you can buy the Chase. Unless
this guy's
going to
be here for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And he has a really good chance of becoming a superstar, you would think.
I think he's going to be a star. I think he's going to do great.
I mean, it's not gospel, but Pro Football Focus said he's the highest ranked player we've ever rated outside of a quarterback.
Right.
Since we've been doing it.
Right. I can't wait to see him get out on the field. I just can't wait to see these guys playing.
I know.
God. Just even like a mini camp. Wouldn't that be unbelievable? The world would be back to normal if we could just get a mini camp report.
Right.
It really would be.
Right?
It'd be awesome.
Just have the media go wild over a Gandy-Golden sideline one-handed catch.
A la
Terrell Pryor from years past.
I'd take a mini camp of hockey.
Right. Of course you would. You'd take anything you could get
your hands
on.
I'd take a 3-week mini camp of the NHL. I'll take that.
Do you think if they have like a little mini training camp that we'll go to Richmond and track it?
No.
You don't think they will? Don't want to keep us away, safe.
Well, they don't want to pay for anything, so no, they're not going to send us down there.
Oh, that's true. But can't they work out a deal for a hotel? We can go there with masks and gloves and hand sanitizer?
from? I don't know. That's a good question. I hope not.
Cakes, we had the idea, right, that we were going to come up with the clothing where you could put your hand sanitizer, you just hit the squirter.
Yeah, I think it was that was during our weekend show. We were talking about, like, jeans for whatever reason. And yeah. my brainstorm was you have a little, side pocket.
Yes.
So you could fit your Purell bottle.
Right.
That's going to become the new standard.
Because I told Cakes, when I go to CVS or something, if I have to venture out to the pharmacy or pick up something real quick,
yeah.
I put the hand sanitizer with the pump in my hoodie pocket. And then anytime I touch anything, I just hit the squirt. And
see,
I squirt the hands.
I'm not that vigilant. I just wait until I get back to the car.
It's fine.
Maybe I'm slipping.
Well, I don't like to touch my car door with dirty hands. Because I don't want
to. Yeah, I guess that's a risk that I'm willing to incur.
So, EB, you were talking about the Colonial Parking, and they're waiving or canceling your, I guess temporarily canceling your,
yes.
your account.
Suspended my
payments.
This is
my May mortgage payment bill right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Not paying it.
Jason always looking for angles.
I kind of like that move, though. I am paying my May mortgage. I'm staying on SCED.
I am too.
For now,
it's fixed.
I'm too lazy to call.
Not paying May, not paying June, not paying July.
And for all the people in the mortgage business out there that are going to inundate my Twitter account now and say, "Tell Jason that it's going to show up on his credit report and everything that forbearances are bad," they're actually not labeling a forbearance, right?
Correct.
And
I have it in writing in a contract that will not be reported to my credit.
Right. And they're tacking on these 3 months to the end of your mortgage. Everyone really should do it if their bank is handling it that way.
Right.
I mean, because it's just three free months.
Some banks may say, all right, we're going to tack it on and charge interest and all that. But no, my bank is money.
A birdie told me that one drab T-shirt has a pretty high credit score. Somebody told me that. Yeah.
I've
heard that through the grapevine.
You should have a great credit score.
It was. It was a Seahawk named Drab.
What is it?
It's 805.
No, 800 is excellent.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did to get that. But.
I think if you're in
you
the
You probably
set.
Haven't missed any payments. You're paying all your car notes and your credit cards every month. You're good.
You probably have a lot of credit out there.
I never pay on time.
You're always late?
Well, I mean, if it's do on the first, I'll pay it like on the second.
You get a grace period.
But that doesn't
everybody
get,
gives you a little grace.
That doesn't get reported to credit agencies.
No, I just pay off my credit card bill every month.
Yeah.
Well, it's smart.
Good for you.
I mean,
what do you actually pay your house payment late?
Sometimes if I sleep on it, about 50% of the time.
Why doesn't everybody do it automatically? I don't get you guys.
I write checks.
Who likes to write checks?
Because, Eric, we have the responsibility of doing the bills in our house, and I know it doesn't matter to you, but I don't want to overdraft my account or move
You're
some money
around. You're not going to overdraft your account. You'd be smart about it.
Well, so I don't.
Some people don't have the wiggle room, yeah. EB.
He's got wiggle room. He's got enough. Or he wouldn't have bought the house.
Bickle hasn't paid a bill in 20 years.
Yeah, he should have known what you're talking about.
He may be overextended, Ricky.
I got different accounts. I got a savings account. I don't pay my mortgage out of my savings account.
EB Kane, radio insider.
Oh. You're just
Nobody
clueless,
gets that.
I'm not clueless. I'm not clueless. We just have all the bills automatically paid. That way you don't have to write a freaking hand check. It's torture to write a hand check.
You think I'm writing a check? You don't.
He doesn't do that. I'm the only one who writes checks.
Jason is?
Yeah, oh, you do it online.
I write 15 checks a month.
And minimum. You got to remember to do it. I would never remember. I'd forget every time.
It's the first of every month.
Who cares? I don't even know what date it is, ever.
It's up here. I just remember. You know what? It's called body clock.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just know exactly when I have to get that stuff out. It's always
anyway,
on
back,
my mind.
Back to the Redskins. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. So I thought that was encouraging news about the NFL draft. There also was news about Alex Smith. So the E60 is going to come out tomorrow. And the reporter who was following his every move in the documentary called Project 11 is Stefania Bell. Mm-hmm. And Stefania Bell went on with Mitch Titchler and J.P. Finley on their podcast and said, do I believe he can play professional football again? I think we're going to see him back on the field at some point. I would not be surprised at all. It's opinion, but she believes that he wants to get back on the field, that he wouldn't be doing all of this rehab stuff, which we're going to see tomorrow, without the intention of getting back on the field.
She's quoted as saying, every time we would film something, every time we would get together, I would tell him this. I'd be like, you're blowing me away. And every time he was just making incredible progress. So interesting to see. I mean, we really haven't heard any specifics. We'll get to watch the documentary tomorrow. But according to Stefania Bell, who's an injury analyst for ESPN, she believes Alex Smith is going to find himself back on the field somehow.
Well, it would be fantastic for him. I'm rooting for him. I hope it happens. That's great. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to see it to believe it.
I just never need to see another picture of his leg that I saw like 2 days ago on Twitter. It's beyond disturbing.
Right.
The way it looked. I can't believe that leg wasn't amputated.
Well, just a miracle. You got to give credit to the doctors.
Oh, absolutely.
What they did.
And in the article, they do point out that, you know, we all saw the video of him throwing the football. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was pushing weighted sleds.
Mm-hmm. No, I've heard that. I have a guy that sends me updates on Alex occasionally and thinks that he's going to come back.
So Project 11 is tomorrow?
Yes.
Man,
right. Cakes texted me on that one.
I do want to watch it, but I don't want to see the pictures of the leg again.
You just have to turn away.
Yeah. Man, that was just gruesome.
No, I kind of want to see it.
And I would be surprised if he's on the field again.
I want to see what it looks like now. Are they showing pictures of what it looks like now?
Oh, I bet you they will.
Because last time I saw it, it looked like Hillary Clinton's leg with hair.
Yeah.
It just looked terrible.
One looks normal and one looks like Hillary.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like straight, no definition.
Oh, I guarantee you they'll show it. Yeah, they'll show it now. Yeah. An updated pic or video of it. But I would bet Stefania Bell money that he will not play again. Does she want to bet me?
I don't think Stefania Bell is going to call in and take your spit bet.
All right.
But maybe.
I'm just saying.
All right. Should we go to Mary Ellen?
Is she
open
on?
Line Thursday?
I haven't heard from her in a while. Oh, it says Mary Ellen losing it during quarantine.
Uh-oh.
I can relate.
Trouble.
Yeah. I think we all can. Mary Ellen, good morning. You're on with the Junkies. How are you?
I'm losing it, guys.
Yeah. I know.
What do you miss the most?
Baseball right now.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, it's just like, it's not natural. This is not natural. I'm just so I'm just like running my head into the wall every day trying to figure out something to do.
Yeah. You sound like my son. He's going to literally explode.
So what do you end up
doing? Yesterday, for some reason, I hit a wall and I was just like lashing out. I was like, get off Facebook because I'm going to say something stupid.
Right.
People are going to think I'm suicidal or something. But no, it's not that bad. But, you know, this is horrific.
Yeah.
And as far as your acronyms, I was like, I couldn't figure out what DIY stood for the longest time. I was like, what
oh,
the
really?
Heck?
Oh, I'm like, silly with DIY. Lurch, you don't know what DIY is.
There's a whole network about it. The DIY network. Of course I do.
this is because two of the Junkies didn't know what BOGO meant, and I said that I recently learned in like the last year. Shocking.
Didn't know BOGO.
I used my college education to figure that one out, but I couldn't figure out DIY to save my life.
Uh-huh.
I was like design or something. I couldn't. I was like, what?
Design it yourself. Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it was. But that it yourself wouldn't come to me for some
yeah,
reason.
Right.
Now I never DIY.
I never try not to.
Hang in there, don't. Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for getting the coach on today. That'll be fun to hear.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll be good. He'll be good. Thank you,
Coach Rivera. Coming up at 8:40.
That's a good get to have Coach on.
All right, again, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are also live on NBC Sports Washington on TV. So I was talking to a buddy yesterday, and I just could not relate to what he told me. So earnings came out in the financial world yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really pay attention to that. And he told me his company stock went up 50 points.
That's awesome.
Or $50, I should say.
That's pretty impressive.
Like, 50? I was like, you can buy 50 shares of my company for that.
Right.
Well, it's probably a very expensive stock then if it went up 50.
It's in the 300s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it's in the 300s. It's a tech company.
Yeah.
And then I happened to look at some financial news yesterday. And, look, I'm not a day trader. I'm not somebody that buys stocks on a whim. But we probably should have done this because of what they're talking about when it comes to meat in the country, that apparently the company, I think it's called Beyond Meat, they're thriving in the stocks because they're like the Impossible Burgers,
yeah,
right?
Plant-based meat,
fake meat.
Mm-hmm.
Fake meat is doing well.
But well, I don't know how well. Maybe they're cooking the books because at the beginning of the quarantine, when all the shelves were empty, the only thing that was left, at least initially, were your plant-based burgers, your plant-based sausages.
That's probably why it's doing well, because of the supply chain issues with the others. This one's still out
there. To me, that would be like a fake bump they're getting. They're getting a Q bump.
Could be.
Once things go back to normal, I don't know how crazy I would be about that.
So
that space.
And apparently Tesla is kicking butt.
Yeah.
Who knows? I always see different reports about Tesla losing money, but their earnings showed a profit in the first quarter. So people are still buying Teslas.
That's a pretty volatile stock, I think.
And then Spotify. Spotify's up like 12% in terms of subscriptions.
We gotta get on. Spotify's awesome.
You know what? Speaking of subscriptions, one I need to whittle down, and it's tough to do because it don't let you cancel or alter it online, SiriusXM.
Hmm.
Because I have a bunch of cars like
that you're
my
never
kids.
Driving. Yeah.
Well, my kids drive
good
two of the cars.
Cake.
My kids drive two of the cars, and they never listen to SiriusXM.
Oh, they don't.
They plug in their phone.
Yeah, you got to call them.
So you know what? I'm pulling an EB where I'm paying for a product that I'm not using. He was paying for the parking.
I got a lot of those.
Sure, we're all doing it. Yeah. I need to whittle down that subscription.
I've got it in two cars, not my daughter's car. So. I mean,
really? All you
I don't
need
even
at
know what
point?
I'm paying a month. What do I
really?
Pay a month on that? $10.
I don't even know.
How much is it?
For me, it's $34 a month.
It actually adds up because
is it $35 a month?
If you get it so that you can access it on your phone and your internet and your car and stuff, it adds up.
Yeah, they add like an extra $10
to
have the
all he wants
I don't
to
think
do
I'm
is,
paying $35 a month.
He just wants to listen to Sour Shoes on every platform he can get.
Right.
That's what why he's paying $35 a month.
I think mine,
if he's even on.
Valdez, I think I'm in the $15 range.
Trust me, I've been contemplating it for a long time now because it's such a life leak.
Yeah.
And then the worst part about it is that I think they're like offering free subscriptions,
right? Especially right now.
Yeah, they are now. Yeah.
And so why am I paying this boatload of money when everyone else is getting it for free?
Well, you should
kind of ricks me.
You should call them and cancel it, and then
now,
call them the next day and say, "Yeah, I want a free subscription."
The only problem with that is it's impossible to get through. And if you try like the online chat, which I did like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was like. Well, I think you could have waited, but I was like 450th in the queue.
Yeah, right.
I know. It's
being
overwhelmed. You know, it's going to take you an hour and a half to get through and get the sales pitch that they're going to jam down your throat to keep it.
Right.
So listen to this. So speaking of stocks, now I didn't do this, but a buddy did. So about a week or so ago, I got a tip from a friend of a friend,
okay? Yep.
And it was that, and now it's gone viral, like within the last 2 or 3 days, and that it was they're actually doing clinical trials on the super down low on the active ingredient in Pepcid AC with treating COVID-19. And it was a doctor, and he said, go grab some before there's a shortage.
Get those stonks.
So I immediately went online about a week ago, and I ordered 4 bottles of the generic version. I got 360 pills of it, okay? Because I'm like, hey, who knows? This might be something. And
plus, you have heartburn anyway.
I could use it for anything, right? So I got 4 bottles of it. I could have gone crazy and bought 100, but I wasn't interested. I just wanted to get, enough tablets that if anybody came down with it and it turned out that it was something viable that we would have our access to it. So I got 4 bottles of it, and then a buddy went and bought stock in it, and then I don't know what the stock is doing in the company that manufactures it or whatever, but then literally 3 days later, it went viral, and now there are shortages of Pepsid AC because now the whole world knows that they're doing a study on this thing because apparently in China, this is so fascinating, they found out that the active ingredient in Pepsid AC is like famotidine or something. I don't know what it is.
Famotidine.
But in China, poor people, I guess it's because it's very widely available, right? It's a cheap drug, generic, whatever. Poor people were doing better with COVID-19 than rich people because poor people were taking Pepsid AC for their upset stomachs and their other sort of flu symptoms. Mm-hmm. And rich people were taking a more expensive drug to deal with their stomach problems and heartburn or whatever, and they weren't doing as well. Mm-hmm. So in China, they did a study, and they found that apparently the hope is that the famotidine or whatever the hell it is acting as a decoy and occupying the virus while the rest of your body can resolve itself and heal itself.
All right, well,
they're doing a big clinical trial in New York right now, and hopefully we'll find out in a couple weeks whether or not it's valid.
I don't trust the studies in China. If they do it here and they tell me it's okay, then I'll believe
it. That's what they're doing right now. And that's why they're having a shortage, and they're telling people don't hoard it. Meanwhile, your boy already got four bottles.
Yeah, you're already actively hoarding.
You could probably sell that.
Well, that's not hoarding, because I could have got 100.
Nobody hoard but Eric.
I didn't hoard. I got four bottles.
That sounds like a lot.
Okay, but I could have gotten a lot more, believe me. You know how much the bottles were? $6. I got four bottles.
I've got zippy bottles.
Yeah. I have zero Pepsid AC in my house.
Right. I mean, believe me, it sounded like the corniest thing I'd ever heard, but I bought it.
Hey, look, if you scour the news, you'll see there's good news and bad news. Like bad news, I think they reported 2,500 deaths in the United States yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big day. After a couple days where it seemed to be leveling off, that was a spike yesterday, and so we're well over 60,000
deaths.
That's
also a lag from
deaths.
The weekend.
Okay, that's fine, but
yeah,
the reality is, it doesn't matter if it was from the weekend, whatever, 2,500 deaths reported on a single day. On the positive side, like I sent this story, and it's out of Oxford. They've been working on a vaccine, and they tested it on monkeys, and apparently it's worked on monkeys. It's six monkeys. Now you got to test it on people. That's the next level. But they tested an experimental vaccine.
Yeah, there's a bunch of drugs that are going to work.
Six monkeys, I guess, were given a bunch. I don't even know how they blast them with coronavirus, but after they took the vaccine, apparently they didn't get the coronavirus.
Yeah. Is that the same Oxford study where they hope to have the vaccine available by September?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah. See, the whole thing is, every nation in the world is fight. It's a race to be the first one to come up with the vaccine, because then you corner the market on it.
It's like the cannonball run.
It's the cannonball run for the vaccine. So everyone's feverishly working. I think here in the United States, there's something like 70 different potential vaccine trials.
Yeah.
And then around the world, every country's got 70 that they're working on. And whoever comes up with it first is going to be able to mass manufacture. Now, the downside of that is, let's say if like China comes up with it first, and apparently China's ahead of us. If China comes up with it first, you know, they could whore everybody. You know what I mean? They could skyrocket the price.
They're used to that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it really would be most helpful if the United States or one of our allies came up with the vaccine and not China.
Well, from watching the stock market yesterday, I thought Google found the vaccine because their stock price went up like $130
share. But again, that's a super expensive stock, right? What is it?
It's like I think it's at like $1,300 right now.
Yeah, yeah. So they just have bigger swings.
But that's a pretty big swing.
Yep. No, it's a big one. Doubt about it. There's plenty of good news out there. We just have to.
I can't even afford a half of a Google share.
Yeah, well, you can afford an Evergreen Country Club membership and a bunch of wineries somehow. And you can gamble on horsies every day.
Do you think that the Evergreen Country Club price is the same as a half of a Google share?
Oh, I know it's not. I'm sure that it's not.
I have a pretty good idea of what the angle you're working over there, buddy.
Yep. The angler, brother. The angler.
It's good to have friends in high places.
I hear you.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. You want to chime in on anything? 800-636-1067. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers could be upset because Jordan Love was drafted in the first round by the Packers. How long will Aaron Rodgers stick with the Green Bay Packers. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.